Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Shvi'as Perik, Vav Mishnah Dalet, Mei Emesai, Mutter Adam, Likach, Yerek, Bimetzai Shvi'as. From what point is it permissible to purchase vegetables on the marketplace in the eighth year? Eighth year, what's the problem? Problem is that maybe these are pears that grew in the seventh year. I told you, in a similar vein we have sometimes, from when can you buy chametz after Pesach? How can I be sure that it wasn't chametz that was in the hands of a yid throughout Pesach? That wasn't properly sold, and so on. So we already had this. If you turn back for a moment to Perikei Mishnah, hey, that Mishnah began, Me'emesai Mutter Adam Likach Luf B'metzai Shvias. Luf, we said, is a certain type of onion. Now the Mishnah is asking in regard to other vegetables. Me'emesai Mutter Adam Likach. At what point can a person purchase yarek, vegetables, from the marketplace, Metzai Shvias? Metzai Shvias means in the eighth year, just like Metzai Shabbos means after Shabbos, Metzai Shvias means after Shemitah, and he need not be concerned that it grew on Shemitah. Now again, if it did grow on Shemitah, it doesn't mean you can't eat it. It just means you have to apply the halachas. Now, allow it to get destroyed. You can't do business with it. It has the dinam of Kiddush HaShvias. And for the Mishnah, Mishiyasa Kiyotzebai, when you have this particular type of vegetable, let's suppose it would have been planted right after Shemitah, it would have reached this stage. Let's say I want to buy a tomato. And you know that they planted tomatoes right after Shemitah. It could have looked like this tomato. It could have reached this stage. And you need not be concerned, even though it could very well be a Shemitah peri, but you're not mechuyev to be choishish for it. There's another pshat. What does it mean, mishayasa kayoitzaboy? Let's say I know it started to grow on Shemitah. This tomato started to grow on Shemitah, but it didn't finish on Shemitah. It continued to grow during the eighth year. But if I make a cheshmen that it was enough in the ground on the eighth year, that it grew more on the eighth year than it grew on the seventh year, so roiv of it is an eighth year tomato, that's enough. Now, there may be certain places that tomatoes ripen quicker than other places. So zakta mishnah, asa habakir. Let's say this particular type of vegetable, in certain places would have already grown this amount, even during the eighth year, even if it was planted during the eighth year. So, huter ha'afil. You can purchase this same vegetable even in places where, in this area, it actually takes longer for it to get to this size or to ripen. What do you mean? If in this area, had they planted this tomato, in year number eight, it would have not been at this stage yet, so don't I have to worry that it's a seventh year tomato? So Batnura says, no, we could assume that it was brought in from someplace else. The fruit store man brought it from a place where it completely ripened already, even though it was planted in the eighth year. Or according to the other pshat, we could assume it grew enough in the eighth year so that it's okay. In the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the heter went even further. Rabbi Hiter Likach Yorek B'Metzai Shvias Miyad. Rabbi said, no, you can buy vegetables Metzai Shvias right away. You don't have to wait until this type of a vegetable could have been planted in the eighth year and it reached this stage. Why? Because you can assume it came from Chutz Laretz. Or even if it grew in the seventh year, it's not a problem. In the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they used to bring a lot of vegetables from Chutz Laretz. There were more Chutz Laretz vegetables than Eretz Yisrael vegetables, so therefore Rebbe gave this heter. The Yerushalmi explains that until the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, there was actually an isser to bring in vegetables from Chutz Laretz, because they were scared that in the roots you had some earth, and the earth of Chutz Laretz was Tameh, and you can't bring Tumah into Eretz Yisrael. But Rebbe was matirit. You were allowed to bring in vegetables from the outside. Memela, you can buy the vegetables right away Metzai Shvias, because you could assume that it came from Chutz Laretz. Or at least there's enough of a chance that it came from Chutz Laretz that it's mutter. Another pshat about Tanura says, there's another pshat about Tanura that the vegetables ripened very quickly. That's why Rebbe was matirit. So chazing over our Mishnah asks, so when can you buy vegetables Metzai Shvias that you need not fear that it grew during Shemitah? Because if it grew during Shemitah, you have to treat it like a Shemitah peri. And the Mishnah answered, when there would be enough time that if someone planted it right after Shemitah, you would have this size vegetable, this fully ripened vegetable, whatever you're holding in your hand now that you want to buy. It could have grown in the eighth year, that's enough. If in certain sections things ripen quicker, but where you are, it doesn't ripen so fast, it's okay, because you could assume it came from those sections. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying that Rebbe was matir to purchase the vegetables right away, Mitzvah Shvi'as, because in his times, a lot of vegetables were brought in from Chutz La'aretz.